The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. At an advanced base in the South Pacific, one of Jungle Jim's United Nations raiders is accused of treason. Although unable to obtain the facts, Jim and the others heatedly deny the charge and are standing by their comrade to a man. The defendant is a fighting Frenchman who joined the raiders many months ago in China. The court-martial accuses him of smuggling narcotics into China on behalf of the Japanese in order to undermine Chinese morale and resistance. Frenchie, recovered from a siege of malaria, denies this charge. He has given the authorities the name of a Chinese banker who can prove his innocence. But an urgent and confidential wireless to Chinese authorities has informed them that this banker was executed as a traitor for dealing with the Japs. At this moment, Frenchie's bed in sickbay is surrounded by four men. Jungle Jim and Sing Lee, the prosecutor Captain Bates, and the commandant of the base, Major General Harris. They're anxious to see Frenchie's reaction to their news.
What's your name and rank, soldier?
Gaspard Foutin, mon général, a private first class.
As you know, Frenchie here, Private Foutin, that is, has been delirious with malaria.
Yes, I know. Unable to account for your evidence.
Yes, sir. But during a lucid moment, though, he did give us the name of Li Tan, a Chinese banker in the town of Meng La.
Why?
Well, it was Li Tan, monsieur, with whom we arranged our scheme.
By we, you mean Eloise, Frenchie?
Yes, Jim.
Well, just what was this scheme you say you arranged, Foutin?
Why, we simply... pardon, monsieur. Li Tan, he must have told you how we work.
Suppose you tell us.
Well, gladly, but Li Tan is not a liar, my friend.
There is no doubt of the truth of that, Frenchie. Also, Li Tan is in no condition to supply the help you need. Li Tan is dead.
Dead?
Executed, to be precise. He was found guilty by a Chinese court-martial for dealing with the enemy.
Poor Li Tan. His people found the wrong half of the truth.
How could it be wrong if it was the truth?
Half a truth, mon général, can sometimes be more dangerous than the blackest lie.
Then suppose you give us the whole truth.
Gladly, but I can no longer prove it.
It is easier to hide the shadow of a mountain under the wing of a dove than to hide the truth, Frenchie.
Sing Lee means we'll worry about proving it later.
Eh bien, I was in Hanoi preparing a caravan to explore certain parts of Tibet. This was just a year before Pearl Harbor.
Bates, you'd better take notes of this.
Yes, sir, I am.
But I met Eloise.
Last name?
No, monsieur. She's dead now. It does not matter. Nothing matters.
Oh, come on, Frenchie. The truth still matters.
Hello. She was singing at a nightclub. And I... well, time, the world, everything simply stopped. I forgot Tibet. I forgot everything but the magic shadows of her black hair and the melting gold of her brown eyes. I was in love, you see.
I can understand that, Frenchie, but what's it got to do with dealing with the Japs?
Oh, a great deal. You see, the manager had said he was Korean. He lied. He was a Jap.
Name?
Sodeki. Ayuku Sodeki.
Huh?
Familiar to you, Bates?
Plenty. Go ahead, please.
He approached us one day. As entertainers, we came and went, and no one questioned why. And as lovers, we could use some extra money. That is what Sodeki said.
Shrewd, but soon obvious.
You can guess what his object was.
Wanted you and your Eloise to run dope across the Chinese border and distribute it among the natives, huh?
Well, no. We simply delivered it in China. Sodeki's offer, of course, made me furious. But Eloise was the clever one.
Well, what'd you do, double-cross the Japs?
Precisely. It was her idea.
That's what he kept mumbling in his delirium, General.
Just what was this clever plan?
Simplicity itself, sir. First, we managed to throw suspicion on the Chinese agent Sodeki named to us.
And?
The Japs got rid of him. Then Eloise persuaded Sodeki to recommend Li Tan to take his place. She knew Li Tan a long while.
Then Li Tan was guilty of dealing in narcotics?
Technically, Sing Lee. but only technically.
Oh, but he was the man you delivered the stuff to.
Oui. In Mengla, Sodeki supplied it to us. We delivered it to Li Tan. But instead of keeping the money, we turned it over to the Chinese, and they bought guns with it.
Oh, very ingenious, Finchie, whether it's true or not.
Hold on. The Japs aren't philanthropists. How'd you account for that money, Futan?
That was the cleverest part of all, sir. Heloise played up to Sodeki. She found out who supplied him with the stuff in the first place.
Well, what was so almighty clever about that?
Well, General Harris, sir, after we delivered it to Li Tan, he resold it to the Japs at a much higher price.
Oh, pretty good, Francie. Then the dope itself just kept going around the circle. Never did get used.
Oui. The Chinese got their guns, the Japs were satisfied, and we had our pay from Li Tan's profits. Everyone was satisfied.
Well, I'm not satisfied.
Too bad you can't prove any of this.
Oui. But you asked me for the truth. Now you have it.
The name of Chinese who received gun money might help.
His name was Chang Wo. But I do not know where he is or whatever became of him.
Chang Wo. With your permission, General, I will radio my people about him.
If you think it'll help, Colonel. But if this story of Fu Tan's, if that's his only defense, I'm afraid he's going to face a firing squad.
Avoiding the haunted eyes of Frenchie, Jim helps Sing Lee to prepare a radio message. There are surprises in store, as we'll see in a moment. And there are thrilling, entertaining surprises in store for you this Sunday and every Sunday if you read the Comic Weekly. It offers you and your family mystery, adventure, action, and chuckles. The Comic Weekly comes to you with 15 of the nation's leading Sunday papers all over the country. It brings 15 million readers more than 24 top-notch features, all in full color, all created for your pleasure. That's why the folks in over 6 million homes turn to the Comic Weekly the first thing Sunday morning. They know they can count on its brilliant pages to start the week off right. So why not add to your own enjoyment by buying the Sunday paper in this city that contains the Comic Weekly? You'll find the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to a Pacific Island base and Jungle Jim.
Isn't Sing Lee coming along with us, Jim?
He's over in the radio room. He said he'd join us later.
He's practically lived in that radio room the last 2 days.
I knew it was a waste of time to send that message.
What? You think Futain is lying, sir?
Well, I'm doing my best to withhold judgment, Captain. And I find it very difficult.
Here we are. After you, General.
Thank you.
Oh, go ahead, Jim.
Thanks. Well, Futain, strong enough for some visitors?
Welcome, General. I am honored. The young Dr. Hansen, he said I can sit up tomorrow.
Afternoon patrol taking off on schedule.
A good hunting, me, Bob.
Frenchie, have you thought of anything else that might help us clear you? Any little details we could check on?
Mais non, Jim. I have told you everything.
You said that Eloise was no longer... that she was...
Oui, monsieur. She's dead. I am sure of it.
Then you're not positive.
Conclude for yourself, mon ami. Sodeki, the Jap, became suspicious. We were arrested. We were interned at Chapa.
How long were you kept there?
A little over 3 weeks. Then one day, they came in trucks. They took the women away. Heloise was among them. Later, we heard that they had been...
Yes, that's how they operate.
After 2 more weeks, I managed to escape. I knew the caravan routes and knew the trails not to use. I slipped over the border to Mengla and... there I met Sing Lee.
That's where he joined our raiders, sir. I see. But the Japs would give a lot to have one of their agents planted as a member of the raiders. And if a white man turned quizzing...
If you think I would be capable of this, then by...
Hey, those planes are meatballs!
Huh? It's an air attack. Condition red.
They're going to come in out of the sun.
You fellas who can, you better get up out of your beds. Get on the floor.
General Harris.
Don't mind me. I'm going to get to my office across the Trump House. This window is plentier than the door. You men, stay under cover.
Jim, I don't think he's going
to
make it.
Why, they won't be able to I'll miss him in that clearing.
Look! Look, here comes the first wave of them.
The general! He stumbled!
Stumbled nothing, he's been hit! Frenchy, let me get around your back.
I am closer to the window, Jim. I will get him to stay down.
Frenchy, you fool, come back here!
Too late, he can't hear you, even if he'd listen. I'm going out there, Bates.
Get going, then. I'm right behind you.
Watch it! Here comes the second wave.
Frenchie.
Yeah, it looks like it.
He fell right across the general.
Well, come on. We're not helping him here.
Look, the sky is full of them. Here comes another wave. Well, Alfie, those are our planes.
Good, good. Now keep the buzzards too busy to follow with us. Frenchie. General Harris, are you all right?
It's my leg. I can't.
Oh, don't try to move more, General.
How about you, Frenchy?
A few more inches and neither the general nor myself would be here, but they missed.
Well, our fellows aren't missing. There goes one of them down in flames.
Yes, and the others are trying to run home to Mama.
Help me with the general, Jim, huh?
All right, Frenchy. Here you are, sir. Easy now. Easy. That's it. No, don't try to stand on that leg, sir.
All right, now.
I'm all right, sir.
I'm all right.
Well, you're no coward, are you, Putan?
I hope not, sir. No, I quizzling either.
Ah, there goes the all clear. Didn't last long, but seemed like forever while they were here.
What, Jim? Frenchy, General Harris.
Hey, is that Sing Lee?
Yes. It looks like him. Huh. Well, he's running over here from the radio room.
Looks like a cat who just swallowed a bird. What is it, Colonel?
General Harris, this message. It was interrupted by the air attack, but I have decoded enough of it to tell you Frenchy's story has been verified.
Verified? By whom?
By Cheng Wo. He is now a major of military intelligence detailed at headquarters in Chongqing.
Good. And there can be no question about what he says. And believe me, Frenchy, I'm glad.
Well, I won't even try to tell you how happy I am, Frenchy.
And then this charge against me...
Automatically is... dropped. Or am I speaking out of turn, sir?
No, Captain. The details might take a few days, but Putan is a free man. After his conduct in this air attack, I'm recommending him for a sergeantcy.
Oh, the general is too generous.
Nothing of the kind. After what you just did, I not only owe you an apology, I owe you my life.
And the raiders, they will not be disbanded.
Far from it. I've got a new assignment for you, Bradley.
Well, that's the best news of all, sir.
Well, don't you be too sure. I can't order you to take it because, well, even if you volunteer, it's almost certain suicide.